Good day, and welcome to today's live broadcast from the USDA radio studios in Washington, D.C., featuring the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, and former Agriculture Secretaries Ann Veneman and Dan Glickman. It's now my pleasure to introduce Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Rod, thanks very much, but a particular thanks to former Secretary Glickman and Veneman for taking time from their busy schedules to be engaged in what I think is a very important issue and a very important call. Today, eight former Secretaries of Agriculture, those who served in Republican administrations and those who served in Democratic administrations since President Carter, have all agreed and signed on to a letter supporting the passage of trade promotion authority for President Obama and encouraging Congress to do so quickly and encouraging Congress also to take a look at trade agreements. These former secretaries understand what I understand, which is the importance and significance of agricultural exports to the agricultural economy in this country. 30% of all sales of ag sales are export-related. Those sales help to support farm income. They also help to support nearly 1.1 million good-paying jobs. And I say good-paying jobs because ag and export-related jobs basically pay 18% more than non-export jobs. Since free trade agreements were negotiated with Mexico and Canada, NAFTA, and Central American countries, South Korea, Colombia, and Panama, we've seen agricultural exports increase by 130%. There's now a tremendous opportunity for us, for American agriculture, to make significant inroads in a very large and emerging market, the Asian market, through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is an agreement that could help us reach the growing middle class in Asia. Today, 525 million Asian consumers are middle-class consumers. In just the next 15 years, those Asian countries will see 2.7 billion additional middle-class consumers. That's a tremendous market opportunity for us. Today, TPP nations represent 42% of all ag exports, and it's anticipated and expected if we reduce barriers and make reduce tariffs and open up markets that agricultural products from America will significantly increase. The overall TPP agreement could help boost exports over the entire economy by $123 billion. And since ag represents 9% of all exports, you can see we're talking about potentially billions of dollars of additional opportunity that we will be able to get by negotiating a Trans-Pacific Partnership. I also want to point out that if we fail to get this done, it's not as if the status quo remains. The TPP countries will begin negotiating one-off agreements, excluding the U.S. from potential market opportunities, and China will fill the void. And for those who are concerned and interested about high standards for labor and environment and a science-based and rules-based decision-making process in trade disputes, the question remains, would we rather have the U.S. lead that effort and establish those standards, or would we want China to create those standards? I think the answer is fairly clear that we want the U.S. to be engaged in this market and basically leading the effort to write a high standards agreement. So I appreciate very much the former secretaries, their interest, continued interest in American agriculture, their advocacy on behalf of American agriculture, and certainly appreciate them helping lead their colleagues to signing this letter. I'd like to turn it over now to Secretary Veneman, who's a good friend, someone who has counseled me in the time that I've been secretary, along with Secretary Glickman, and certainly appreciate her being on the call today. Secretary Veneman?
Well, thank you very much, Secretary, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you both today and to be part of this bipartisan effort to really focus on the importance of trade promotion authority. As many of you know, I served in total under three presidents in various positions in USDA, but mostly involving international trade. During all of these administrations, we have trade promotion authority. And trade agreements, as you know, are essential to help expand agricultural exports, as Secretary Vilsack pointed out. And this supports U.S. farmers. It supports U.S. jobs. So it's critical for the U.S. to negotiate with one voice, and trade promotion authority is essential for that to happen. So I would encourage all of the members of Congress to come together in a bipartisan effort, as we, as former Secretaries of Agriculture, have, to support trade promotion authority to help exports of the U.S. around the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Secretary. And now I'll turn it over to another good friend of mine and certainly a good friend of American agriculture, Dan Glick, Secretary.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom and Ann. Privileged to join you on this very important thing. So I have seen this issue, trade and trade promotion, from both being a secretary in the executive branch and also being a member of Congress for 18 years. And so I'm pleased to see that the support for this TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, is bipartisan. But the other side of the coin is the opposition is somewhat bipartisan as well. So we've got a long road to hoe on this thing to convince members that this is the right thing for America, for American jobs, and for American leadership in the world. And if we were to let this go and not provide Trade Promotion Authority to give the president the leverage to negotiate the agreement, then it really will kind of move America into a secondary role in terms of international trade and related issues. And agriculture is more dependent on trade than any other segment of the American economy. So American farmers really live or die based upon what and how they can sell their products overseas. So providing Trade Promotion Authority is important in order to get an agreement to the Congress. And we're just going to have to do the best we can to convince members of Congress that this is the right thing for the country.
Secretary, thanks very much. And just to underscore those points, 30% of ag sales are export-related, which is roughly equivalent to net farm income. So one can make the case that from year to year, that without exports, American agriculture would not be a particularly profitable venture. But with exports, we've recently enjoyed record income and record farm income. So this is obviously an extremely important time, and with two huge agreements, not just the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but also the agreement that we're negotiating with Europe. The reality is that if we don't have Trade Promotion Authority, our negotiating partners are not assured that whatever agreements can be reached will be, in fact, the final agreement. We just need to have the same authority that every president has had in one form or another. Trade Promotion Authority since President Ford and trade promotion activity and authority of one form or another since Franklin Delano Roosevelt.